Marge Kelly loves donuts.
I'll take one of the glaze, one of the chocolate old fashioned, two apple fritters, two frosted with sprinkles.
She loves donuts so much she refused to take her doctor's advice to go on a strict diet.
He said I should ditch the donuts and get a healthy variety of foods, especially fruit and vegetables, and exercise. I didn't see the point. Why exercise to live if living only means more exercise?
Marge Kelly was so intent on getting her donuts, she would not try the protein diet her husband tried and loved.
I said, Marge, sweetheart, look at this. All the steak you can eat, mashed potatoes, gravy, dumplings, in a diet. What could be better? She said, well, where are the donuts? I had to admit the diet didn't allow them. She would even try for a single day, not one day.
Marge, why were you so stubborn?
Look, I love donuts and life is short. I understand about the health aspects of it, but a life without donuts is not worth living. I was resigned to gain weight steadily until my final moment, so I could die happy.
And fat.
Fat and happy. The American dream. I had already accepted that it was going to happen.
But then one day, Marge Kelly turned on her TV, and what she saw there took her completely by surprise.
It's time for the latest diet revolution to hit America's midsection. Dr. Don Denny Donut Diet.
Why? I'm Dr. Don Denny from Down Under. I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing people who want to lose weight. Am I right? You've got to cut out animal fats. You try to live on tofu and bean sprouts. You bought an expensive treadmill and didn't work, right? How about you, Stan?
I couldn't eat that rabbit food. I wanted the food I like.
And what kind of food is that?
Donuts.
Right. If you look at all the diets that have ever been invented, they all have one thing in common. No donuts. Cakes, cookies, muffins, rolls, pies. This is America's most favorite food. And none of the diets will let you eat it. Well, guess what? I will. Let's get started. But first, let's all have a nice donut, okay?
The Dr. Don Donut Diet was, well, I thought, too good to be true. But the more I learned about it, the better it seemed for me. It was a good fit. You could have donuts. In fact, you could only have donuts. I was intrigued by that. Even as big a donut fan as I was, and am, I couldn't imagine a diet where you would eat nothing but donuts until Dr. Don showed me.
Dr. Don is not a doctor. His real name is Bruce Crum, and he readily admits he doesn't have an advanced degree or any training at all.
But I do love donuts, and I did discover that when I shifted my diet over to eating only donuts, things began to change.
How did they change?
I didn't feel as full, because I wasn't eating other stuff. See, I used to make myself eat healthy food so I could qualify to eat a donut. Once I gave up that charade, I didn't feel so stuffed. The donut satisfied me. I ate less overall.
So much less that he began to lose weight. Bruce began to share his diet ideas with other people who also loved donuts.
It's the simplest diet you can have. For breakfast, a heavy donut like a cream-filled or a really dense old-fashioned with coffee. For lunch, a fruit-filled donut like an apple fritter or even a turnover for variety's sake with juice like orange or apple. At dinner time, I'd allow myself two light donuts such as a French crawler or the ever-popular raised glaze washed down with a glass of skim milk.
Four donuts total?
About 1,200 calories, more or less.
You didn't eat anything else?
Nope, and I really began to drop the weight.
Isn't all that sugar and fat bad for your skin?
Sure, but I'm losing weight, so I have less skin.
But there's no nutrition in four donuts.
Right, and I do tend to faint a lot. That really kicks in the weight loss, though, because when I'm unconscious, I don't have any cravings to deal with.
In fact, the Dr. Don all-donut diet has been condemned by health agencies worldwide as extremely dangerous. But he persists not only in eating the diet, but selling it. Past diet fads have shown time and time again that many people are willing to ruin their health and abuse their bodies for the sake of losing weight and meeting the body type ideal. Dr. Don's all-donut diet seems to be the latest, most radical example of this disturbing tendency. Marge Kelly says she's been warned, and she's not concerned.
For me, it wasn't a hard choice. Like I said, my attitude before was, give me donuts or give me death. Now, I might get both. How can I pass that up?
This is Howard Stiffel reporting.